I moved more to Northport 45 years ago. Our house was built on the site of the old brickworks, which was surrounded by the rest of the houses that were here, and I think most of them were occupied by people working in the brickworks. It was a very local business. There's lots of clay pits around this area that were used to provide the raw materials for the bricks. It closed, I believe, somewhere around 1930, and we moved in there just a year after I got married. I remember it very, very clearly because they had a street party almost the day we moved in. It wasn't for us, it was for the Queen's Jubilee. It's a very friendly street, but it's completely changed in its nature. Many of the people who were living there when I moved in had moved in when houses were built, and so they had been there for about 40 years and were quite old, and either moved away into smaller accommodation or died. And it's also changed culturally. We have a lot more for people who are from different parts of the world, from China, Pakistan, Bangladesh, India, Czechoslovakia, Romania. They're all there. And there's me. I'm over 6 foot tall, or I was when I was younger. I'm reasonably well built, not too overweight. Have quite a dark complexion. My hair is not very short, but shorter than it was in the 1970s anyway. I was always good at maths. I can remember being 7 years old and sent to the top junior class, that's year six now, because they'd run out of things for me to do in that class of 7 year olds. When I graduated with a maths degree, I could have done anything, but I really liked working with children. I really liked helping them with their mathematics, and so I thought I'll try and be a teacher. They probably think things are a bit quieter when I'm not there. They probably remember me as somebody who is quite quiet, quite reserved, but won't take any messing around. When I speak to the children in the street when they're playing football, just quietly tell them what the rules are and what they've got not to do. When you've been teaching for 30 odd years, children always listen. My nighttime routine is get ready for bed with a drink, do a crossword puzzle with my wife, read something from the Bible, have a prayer, and try and go to sleep. I became a Christian when I came to Manchester. That's because I'd been thinking about what life was about, and it seemed to be a completely senseless thing, because you're born, you die, nothing. And somebody introduced me to the Bible, and we had some sessions, and I realised I had to give my life to Jesus. It makes a lot of sense to me. I'm a very logical person, and I read it. It was eyewitness accounts, and there seems to be no breach in the logic whatsoever. And yes, both my children have accepted him as their saviour and given their life to him. The only thing I say, we don't know the half of it.